Okay, 18, we're back in regular session.
You can send that on. Just...
When did your semester start? Have you started school back again?
Yes, we are in our first week.
Okay.
It's a quarter.
It's a quarter. And then clinical preceptive training, being subjected to the population, general population, when does that start?
That is not until year two.
Okay.
So it's eighth quarter.
Okay. So
and
you,
ninth quarter.
And you just applied earlier for preceptive, for basic.
Yes. So apparently that's how it always occurs, that they always have us apply in the, during the first quarter.
Okay.
We were told to apply it, and that was
okay.
Our deadline.
So let me go ahead and we'll make a motion that she's accepted her clinical training with the consent agreement to unpine urine with the consent agreement that Ms. Anthony has come and drafted up. Hopefully you have that in about two weeks, I believe, 2 weeks. Should delay you at all, and then they can give you basically how to walk from there. So the motion is that she gets applied for clinical, the official clinical training approved, and that we have a consent agreement within 90 days for urinary testing, for ETOA exam possible.
All right.
Very
good. Thank you.
Was it just one test?
I'm okay with one. That's that. I don't have a roll call.
Okay. Do you roll call, please? Dr. Scott?
Aye.
Ms. Gallen?
Aye.
Dr. Sadler?
Aye.
Ms. Tippett?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thanks.
Dr. Gallen, this is a limitation. Isn't going to be a limitation, correct? No restriction?
No. Not restriction, just limitation.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for this opportunity. It's been most informational.
Good luck with it, too. If you run the problems, you know, just, the school has people for you to talk to, too.
Thank you, yes.
So dial into whatever resources you need.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Is Noel?
Board members, this is an application for clinical training. Ms. Molsek indicated an affirmative answer on her application and submitted the required written supplement. Source documents confirm an incident on 5/21/2017 involving possession of marijuana. She was convicted, sentenced to a 90-day suspension and a fine of $250 and placed on 1 year probation.
When did your probation end?
It's actually in for 90 days, so after the court date, it was 90 days after the court date, about a month after the incident happened, for the court date.
And were you just in a non-medical state when that happened, or were you here in Arizona?
No, I was in Alabama at a youth festival.
Okay. Any problem at all with substance abuse?
No.
So I'm going to make a motion that we accept their application for clinical training.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. And then looking at Morgan here?
Yes.
Or,
Board members, Ms. Fielding indicated an affirmative answer on her application and submitted the required written supplementation. Source documents confirm a 6/14/2008 incident involving the DUI. She was sentenced to 48 hours community service and payment of a $403 fine.
I guess I'll ask, any substance issue problems currently?
No.
Okay, that was a while ago.
Can I ask how old you were at the time of the DUI?
I was 19 years old. So on top of what I was court ordered to do, I would also have things to do with the university that I went to. So it made me a mess up.
Okay.
Okay.
And this was in Nevada, right?
This is in Nevada, yes, yeah, okay. Right now.
And since 2008, that you haven't had any issues to nominate?
No, I have not.
So I'm going to make a motion that we accept it for clinical training application.
I second it.
And as all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Motion carries.
Thank you guys very much. And just to echo what Lisa, sitting through this and being last, it's been a valuable experience for us. And we were talking about it earlier, how much we enjoyed being in process and seeing, you know, what to do and what not to do. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay, we'll make it a little bit of time here.
Let's go back a little bit.
So yeah.
Earlier, this time we're talking about Dr. Rubin, do we have to share that?
Okay.
Can we ask if that be placed?
Do we want that? We can go future agenda items.
It's up to you.
Okay. When we get the future agenda items, those that would like to see that, let's quickly discuss with both this conversation. Where are we? We're on number 10. Review consideration and action regarding election, board chair, vice chairman, secretary, treasurer. See your secretary, treasurer, you know. So, does anyone else want to be board chair?
No.
Okay. That's bad. You want to be board chair?
No, I don't want to be spirit.
Okay. You good? Okay. So,
have enough people to vote to keep you?
Yeah, I think we do. We
have
four.
No.
How many do we need?
Oh, she was asking
you
to
vote.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, good.
Sweet. Cool. Okay, cool.
I think let's keep it the way it is. Unless you have a thought. Okay. So let's go ahead and put that out there. I'll let you make the motion.
I make a motion that we get Dr. Sadler remain as the chair.
I'll second it.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, let's move ahead to...
What about...
Vice chair. I know Dr. Popey would want to continue doing that. I think he's great at that. So let's have Dr. Popey then go ahead and continue as vice chair.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And then the tip is like stay as secretary treasurer.
I don't know what it means.
You're responsible for all the money.
Okay, I second that.
Dr. Sadlick, was that a motion?
Yes.
Any second?
I second that.
Dr. Spatt, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Are we cleaning up on 10?
Yeah.
Okay. We're done on 10. We'll move to 12, actually, call to the public and talk to the wall. And then, before we adjourn, let's go over, there was a question about future agenda items, and was it, Ms. Galvin or...
Yeah,
it was
the other half, the other incident for...
For Dr. Marie?
Yes, for Dr. Marie.
Her original, that was back
that she had submitted to the
non-compliance.
So that will be on next month's meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it'll be there. If you want, was it you, Dr. Spence? Do you want something?
Did we vote for Amber Bell?
We have Ms. Tension invited to come back and visit us. Hanging out there was, did you bring up McCaffrey or?
Yeah, about so I just did, you need to do that or no?
I'm going to defer to legal counsel.
Yeah, that's not, it's your decision. It was brought to your attention, I think it is. You should do it. What's your decision? Remember, you'll provide information. It's up to you to decide.
that on the agenda?
No, I'm the thing that I worry about is, let's say later on in the future, when they come back from the Ubers, and either somebody come back to complain about something, and they might bring that up. Maybe they say, hey, you know, we just mentioned this, and you guys didn't do anything. That's my only concern.
Totally. What are we
doing?
Debating on whether to put this into the future agenda item.
Well, there actually should be no debate, because the agenda item was previously. So if you want to add it, you can run forward to that.
Okay. Yeah. Dr. Spatz, probably anyone else want to...
Yeah, so that's what my only concern is. Anyone later on in the future, you know, when they come back, they go, hey, I'll come and do it. And especially being on the board, you don't want to do like, I'm afraid of this to anyone. So,
I think the council, I don't know if this is something you shot me or just not talking, but can Gail just evaluate whether or not there's validity to putting it on the agenda? That's something we can refer to Gail.
Yeah, you were provided information, and it's up to you to decide whether or not you direct board staff to put it on the agenda.
I know it's a difficult call.
Executive Director, what's your thought?
I mean, I can put it on. You can discuss opening a case. I think that's what we're looking at this juncture.
Carol, what's your thought?
Yeah,
I'm under the, and it's just my point of view that we're in an open session, so is that if he does either one of them do file a motion against him, that we can address it at that time. It's like you said, and this concept was brought to our attention. So I'm betwixt and, you know, be torn as to whether we wait till it comes in for an investigator or whether we just note it and move on from that point.
Can I take your 5-minute recess?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not starting that, so we'll hang around. Do you want legal or do you want
to... We're just taking a brief recess.
Let's take a recess.